Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And a good Saturday to you folks. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And I want to tell you that hormone imbalance is a true epidemic in this country. The average American male and female over the age of 35 years old suffers from some form of hormone imbalance. With the poor diet that we have, the stressful lifestyle, the declining popularity of physical exercise, more and more younger men and women are developing hormone imbalances. So I thought it was important for us to talk about that today. So I brought in my buddy and friend of the show, Dr. Paul Cox, who is with Oculus. And Dr. Cox, it truly is an epidemic, and yes, it's affecting so many Americans. And the list of problems and signs of hormone imbalances, I probably have 95% of things on this list, and I would say the average American does too.
Yeah, I would agree. The thing about hormone imbalances is we don't talk about it a lot in medicine. The way the medical system is geared currently is, as you know, it's a low-value model. You go in, you wait for 15, 20 minutes. You see the doctor for 10 minutes.
You wait for 15, 20 minutes, I wish.
Okay, well, maybe I get better treatment. I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
So, you know, you go in, you spend 10 minutes with a physician, you get a prescription to deal with a symptom, but what we're not doing is talking about, okay, so this is your symptom. What's the real cause here?
Right?
And so how, if there is a cause, and if the cause is hormonal, why don't we look for that? Why don't we fix that? Because it's something our body needs naturally anyway. Why are we adding medications or adding drugs to cover up a problem that we can fix?
So it naturally, these hormone imbalances naturally decline as we age. Is that correct?
Yes. So, for example, you take men, for example. The average male loses 1-2% of his testosterone from the time he is in his late 20s.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then also another thing, females, you know, when you...
Now, females, we all know that we're going to have hormone imbalances when we start going through menopause. So
yes,
we all realize that that's something that we're going to be facing, but men kind of put their head in the sand.
Well, it's happened so gradually. It's like a small little hole in a bucket. So over time, things that we attribute to quote-unquote normal aging are actually signs and symptoms of hormone deficiency. Things like not thinking as well, not sleeping as well, being more irritable, not really wanting or having the energy to go work out anymore, putting on 5 or 10 pounds, not being interested in sex. All these things we attribute to quote-unquote natural aging. And yes, some of those things you could say are the product of aging, but not all of them, and to the extent that we suffer them, are just aging.
And it's things that muscle fatigue, depression, lack of enjoyment or happiness, food intolerances, sinus problems, allergies, excessive allergies, anxiety. I mean, you know, it runs a whole gambit of things that you might pass off as something else.
Well, sure. You know, people a lot of times when they think of hormones, they think of hormones as something that is just focused on the body. You know, they think of hormones as something that make them look better or, you know, make them appear younger. But we have to think about hormones are there for a reason. They're there to work on our brains. They affect our mood. They affect our memory. They affect our anxiety level. I can't tell you how many times I have women in their mid-40s coming to see me who are in quote-unquote perimenopause.
Right.
All right? Who've already lost their progesterone. They've already lost their testosterone levels. They're having more anxiety. They're having more PMS. They're having more irritability. They can't sleep. When we put those hormone levels back to natural levels, suddenly they might not need the Ambien, they might not need the Xanax, they might not need the antidepressant. And that's not always the case. But it's surprising to me over and over again how taking these natural things that our body needs anyway, putting them back at an optimal level can change things.
Right. And it affects your work life. It affects your home life.
Yes.
Your living room life. Your boardroom life. It affects every aspect of your day-to-day life.
It does. I've actually had more than one patient come back to me and say, I want to thank you. You helped save my relationship.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and I have a good friend who says, before you get a divorce, get your hormones checked.
You've told me that.
Yeah.
You've told me that many times.
You know?
Okay, folks, if you have questions about hormone and hormone imbalance, male and females, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Well, Dr. Cox, so many times people go to their primary care physician, they get a standard test for a hormone imbalance, and it comes back, quote, unquote, normal.
Yes.
But they have all the symptoms.
Yes.
What do you do then?
Well, here's what's really interesting. In medicine, we're taught in the earliest parts of medical school to work with what's called a SOAP note. And what that means is subjective, objective assessment and plan. So simply, subjective means you listen to the patient. Objective is you look at the evidence, physical exam and labs. Assessment and plan, you put the two together. We've lost the subjective part. We look at the patient, we hear what they're saying, the labs are normal, and so there must not be anything wrong with the patient, but here's the problem.
What's normal for that patient?
Exactly,
though?
And here's another dirty little secret. Lab normals are based on the current population. The current population statistically is fat and sick.
Yes.
So if you're normal, you're fat and sick.
Yes, okay.
We don't want to be normal.
So you're going on, as a doctor, you should be going on the symptoms.
The symptoms, and when we look at labs, we try to optimize those labs. So if you have labs for a thyroid, for example, I have people who come to see me all the time about their thyroid. Their doctor said, my thyroid's normal, but I have all the symptoms of low thyroid. So then suddenly, I look at their labs, they're barely normal, just barely.
Yeah.
When I correct them to optimal, the symptoms go away.
So for her, low normal is not normal for her.
Low normal is not normal for anybody.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
If you're having symptoms. Okay, let's go to the phone lines, Dr. Cox, and speak with Jan in Doraville. Jan, you're on WSB with Dr. Cox in Atlanta Living. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, I'm 65, and I have a primary care physician, and if I walk in there and say, I want you to check my optimal hormone levels, she's going to look at me and say, well, what's your problem? How do you get a doctor to look at your hormones without them saying, well, what kind of problems are you having?
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of controversy right now when we're talking about hormones as to whether hormone therapy is good for women or not. I'll tell you that most of the new medical evidence says that yes, it is, but I'll tell you that we learn very little about how to do hormone therapy for people in medical school and even in training. So when a doctor says to you, well, what's the problem? What they really mean is, I don't want to deal with this with you.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that happens a lot because they've only got that 10 or 12 minutes to talk to you about it, and it deserves and needs more time than that.
Is there a specialist in my HMO that I could go to that might more understand it other than the primary?
It's possible, but you know, even endocrinologists who are supposedly the hormone specialist of internal medicine, you start talking to them about hormone replacement for menopause and they're just going to look at you. You know, there are some OBGYNs who do hormone replacement. You know, my practice is almost entirely hormone replacement, probably 70 to 80%. But I will tell you, the only way that I can do that is I cannot bill insurance, because when you come into my office, the first time we sit down and meet, we're going to sit down and meet complimentary for half an hour. You're going to tell me what the issue is. I'm going to tell you if I think you can help you. But after that first meeting, we'll get some labs, but I'm going to sit down with you for an hour. And then my shortest appointment time with any patient's half an hour, so I can't bill insurance. I couldn't make my practice survive. What I do try to do is provide enough value for you that whatever you spend with me, you go, gosh, that was great.
Right. And it's worth getting your life back.
Yes.
I see. So it's nothing that Medicare would pay for, right?
Medicare pays for the labs.
Oh, they do?
They sure do. Yep, they'll pay for your labs.
That sounds great.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you so much. Bye. And if you want more information, that's paulcoxmd.com that you can go to get more information about talking to Dr. Cox about your hormone levels. And or if you find another doctor that specializes in hormone replacements in your area. Okay, it is 17 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're going to take a break. We're taking more of your calls on male and female hormone replacements right after this on Atlanta Living.
At a living.
Thank you, Scott. And we are talking about hormone replacement because after the age of 35, it is natural for your body to start naturally decreasing the amount of hormones in your body. And it leads to depression, muscle weakness, hair loss, sexual interest loss, appetite increase, decrease, you name it. I mean, the list, we'll go through the list. Depression, headaches, unexpected infections. Liver disorders, chronic pain. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I have Dr. Paul Cox in the studio with me. You can reach him at paulcoxmd.com. Let's go back to the phone lines, Dr.
Let's
Cox, and speak with, I think it's, I'm going to totally butcher this name, Haneen. You're on WSB. How are you today?
Hey, that's Jaime from Marietta.
Haneen, okay. Thank you for calling. How are you?
Well, ready. I want to ask the doctor. My wife is 6'3". She's German, and she has a strong temper. So if she's in her 40s, and I think she's going through menopause. So if I put two of those temperament pills I give the cat in her coffee, would that make a purr and be nice to me?
Probably not.
Yeah, well, so much fun. The reason I was calling is that, do you remember Patti LaBelle? She's Ui Kukushia de Kwasiswa, that lady?
Yeah, Patti LaBelle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she used to do this commercial for hormone replacement therapy. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she did that back in the early 2000s, and then a lot of people got it. And then what scares my wife is that some of them ended up with some type of cancer along the way. So I'm trying to get from the horse's mouth. Was that true, or was just that made up?
Well, this is a great question. There was a study that came out in 2002 called the World Health Initiative Study. That study was done to check to see if hormone replacement could be beneficial for women, not only for relief of menopause symptoms, but for health reasons. That study was done with a particular drug called Prempro. The drug Prempro was derived from estrogens from a horse, so they weren't estrogens that are native to a woman's body, and it was derived from a drug called a progestin, which is a drug that's used for birth control. They found that when they put those two together, they called that drug Prempro. When they gave it to women for relief of menopausal symptoms, they found out they had an increased risk of breast cancer, increased risk of cardiovascular disease, increased risk of blood clots, and other health issues. All right. But the problem is that we said, okay, we're stopping hormones on everyone. We didn't take into account there are different types of hormone therapy. That study only applies if you take Premarin or Prempro. It does not apply to the, what we call the bioidentical hormone therapies of estradiol, progesterone, and testosterone. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Every time she took Primpro, she kicked me and made me bring her some carrots. I didn't know what to deal with.
I have a feeling I know why.
We got a comedian here.
I know why she yells at you.
One last question, Doctor. Sure. Are you single? Listen, I have a cousin Maria that needs a green card. Do you like Mexican food?
I love Mexican food, but unfortunately, I'm not single.
Oh, would you consider becoming a Mormon and all of us moving to Utah?
No, thanks.
I can't win for losing.
You can't.
I just want to tell Belinda, I've been listening to you for years. You've been a light in there. So many of us are for us, and God bless you. And it's kind of weird not having Neil Bortz around.
I know, but I talked to him yesterday. He's doing great.
Well, tell him, honey, from Marietta, still because I listen to the little things that he does during the day.
The Bortz cast. Yeah, I sure will, darling. Thank you so much for calling, and we'll get your wife on the right path with hormones. Tell her to go to paulcoxmd.com, okay? You can do that for her, and we'll get her straightened out. He's a hoot.
He is.
Okay, let's see if we can do a quick one here. Carla and Tucker, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. If you'd like to call us just as Carla does, give us a call at 404-872-0750. What's your question, Carla?
My question is, I went through early menopause. I'm 60. My brain wasn't working. I was panicked. A friend recommended that I take a natural wild yam progesterone replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that, but I just don't know if that's as effective. I like to keep things kind of natural. What would you suggest?
Well, when we're talking about natural, the way I look at it is your body was naturally made to work with estradiol, progesterone, and testosterone. When the hormones are what we call bioidentical, which simply means that the shape, the chemical shape and structure is exactly the same as what your body would make, then your body knows how to recognize them, utilize them, and metabolize them. So from my standpoint, using a bioidentical hormone replacement, there are lots of things that can be very helpful for you. It can increase your energy level. It can help your memory. If you're having problems with libido, it could increase that. It can increase your lean muscle mass. There's tons of reasons why we want to keep the hormone levels of our body at optimal levels. I'd encourage you to give it a try. You know, if you don't like it, you don't have to keep doing it, but I'll tell you, you won't believe how much better you feel.
I'm all for that.
Aren't we all, Carla? Okay, you're listening to Atlanta Living. We're speaking with Dr. Paul Cox about the devastating effects of hormone imbalance and how we can get you on the right path with hormone replacements. We're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It is a gorgeous Saturday outside. It is a little muggy, 84 degrees, and partly sunny out there. I'm sure we'll have an afternoon thunderstorm because, you know, what would it be in Atlanta if we didn't have a downpour after, say, 4 o'clock? But it keeps me from watering my yard, so I'm happy about that.
Well, and I don't have to wash the car.
And you don't have to wash the car. And if I do wash the car, it's guaranteed to rain.
So yes.
Or if I water the flowers, then
yes,
it's guaranteed
definitely.
To rain. And that's the voice of Dr. Paul Cox. And we are talking about hormone imbalances because it's an epidemic in this country. After the age of 35, your body naturally starts decreasing its production of hormones in the body. And you can naturally replace that.
Yes.
And it's easy and painless. And we're here to talk about that with you. And you can give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Why don't you give us some of the top symptoms to look for, Dr. Cox, if people are thinking, I don't know if I have an imbalance in hormones or not.
Sure.
Male and female.
Okay. Well, you know, the first thing we can talk about is thyroid. Thyroid is the hormone that is actually responsible for your metabolism. So in men and women, if you're having issues with thyroid, you may notice that you are colder than normal. You may notice that you are gaining weight.
You should feel my hands right now. They're like ice cubes.
That you're gaining weight despite the fact that you're doing everything that you normally do. You have less energy. You feel like your thinking is a little slower. Your hair hair may be thinning, your eyebrows may be thinning, you may feel like that you're more swollen than usual. All those can be signs and symptoms of thyroid deficiency. Now, in men, testosterone deficiency is actually pretty, it's something that I call insidious. It happens slowly, like we talked about earlier, like water dripping out of a bucket. But normally it happens in most people, mid to late 40s, early 50s, depending upon your stress level. You're going to see you're more apathetic. You start to gain weight. You don't want to work out anymore. You're not as interested in sex. You don't think as well. You're actually more irritable and more likely to be angry than you were before. The thing that I really see so often in men is they just don't care much about anything anymore. It's the apathy that overwhelms. And then for women, you know, every woman knows when she hits menopause pretty much because that's when the bottom falls out, you lose your estrogen. Signs and symptoms of estrogen deficiency, of course, hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, depression, all of those kinds of things. But even before that, the 10 or 15 years before that, the perimenopausal period, worsening PMS, worsening anxiety, decreased interest in sex, you know, things as simple as moodiness,
you know,
those kinds of issues.
Women just get screwed. I'm sorry. We just do. We're made to have babies. And then after that, we just get the shaft.
Well, you know, there's a lot that brings up a point. You know, a lot of people say, well, isn't menopause natural? You know, isn't that, shouldn't we just not worry about that? And just, you know, here's the thing. Menopause isn't really natural. We are one of the only organisms in the entire world that actually goes through menopause because everything else dies before it reaches the end of its reproductive age. Okay, menopause is an accident of science. And we're lucky that way, but it doesn't mean we don't need the hormones.
Okay, and there's no reason to suffer.
No.
Okay, so let's don't. Okay, let's go to Tommy. Tommy, you're in Marietta. Thanks for joining us on WSB Radio. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Do you have me on a speaker or earbud, Tommy?
I'm actually in my car.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm 41, pushing 42. I'm a type 1 insulin-dependent diabetic. Over the past, I don't know, couple of years, I've noticed some things I thought might be below testosterone issue. I take some antidepressants. I've had some personal issues over the past couple of years as well. But just lately, I've noticed, I've been sweating like crazy. And I know it's hot outside, but that, low libido, low energy, basically, a lot of the symptoms that are, point to low testosterone. But my question for you is that something that's not or that is common in type 1 diabetes?
Well, it's common, you know, it's becoming more and more common in anybody our age. I can tell you that type 2 diabetics, more than 50% of them have low testosterone. I don't know the specificities about type 1 diabetes, but what I will tell you is what you need to do is go get your hormones tested. You need your testosterone tested. You need to have it tested before 9:30 in the morning because that's when your levels are the highest. If your level isn't above 600 or 700, then you need to do something about it, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually planning on going to my endocrinologist this next week. My other question is, health-wise, the blood tests always come back, everything's great, I'm in decent shape for my age. I'm not going to say I'm in great shape, but I will definitely ask my doctor, something that you kind of, you don't want to be embarrassed to ask, but...
You shouldn't be. But let me tell you one more thing. They're going to tell you that if your testosterone is 348 or above, that you're normal, okay? That might be normal, but it's not optimal for a man your age. Your testosterone should be 800.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
You too, thanks.
You too, and if you would like to get in touch with Dr. Paul Cox, you can do so at paulcoxmd.com, and thank you so much for that. Okay, back to the phone lines we go, and let's speak with Susan in Lithia Springs. Susan, you're on WSB with Dr. Paul Cox. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. How can we help you, sweetheart?
I just have a question about the supplement of DHEA.
Yes.
My husband's been taking that, and he says that it helps him, you know, feel better and all that, energy level and all. And, of course, I'm at that same age, and he suggested maybe I could check into something like that for myself.
Well, you know what? DHEA is what's called a steroid hormone, okay? That means it's in the same family as estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and cortisone. And DHEA has been around for a long time. It's available over the counter. It's what's called a weak androgen, which means it has characteristics somewhat similar to testosterone. As a supplement, 25 milligrams to 50 milligrams a day isn't bad for a man. You'd want to do less of that as a woman. What I would encourage you to do is, though, if you feel like you're having some issues right now, don't just look at one piece of the puzzle. Get the whole puzzle looked at. Get all of your hormones checked. Get them all optimized so that way you're going to have a better chance at having success with the program.
Okay, that sounds good. And your website is PaulCoxMD?
PaulCoxMD.com. You can also call me at 404-843-3636.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
And that's something you don't want patients doing is treating themselves
right
over the counter.
No. No. Over-the-counter supplementation has been proven time and again to be very, very, very dicey. The market is completely unregulated. There's more FDA regulation of dog food ingredients than there is in regulation of the over-the-counter supplement industry.
Are you serious?
Yes. As a heart attack.
Oh, gosh. And supplements can cause, overuse of supplements can cause lots of problems.
Well, we're actually going to do a seminar at my office this Wednesday to talk about supplements and talk about how to use supplements appropriately. And you can, if you want to come to that that seminar, again, just call us at 404-843-3636.
Fascinating, because everybody takes a lot of supplements because we think we're doing our body a lot of good, and sometimes we just have expensive urine. And then sometimes we're doing more harm than good.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Judy in McDonough. Judy, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we'll hear you great.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, I have been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder called IgG4, and I've been taking steroids, which I have a very, very difficult time with it. They're the corticosteroids, the progesterone.
The corticosteroids, yes.
I want to know if I entertain it, I'd have to see someone like you to maybe go on the female hormones to help with my... the fatigue, and it is, you know the name of it, it's a gland that...
Adrenal gland?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I'm missing, I guess, producing cortisol.
Okay.
Cortisol as a supplement, can I take that? The female hormone therapies, would that help me? Because the steroids are playing havoc with my body.
Sure. Well, it's, you know, just everything that you've explained to us, it sounds quite complicated. What I'd love to offer you is, at my office, we have a complimentary service. It's called the mini consult. You come in, we sit down for about 20 minutes over a cup of coffee. You tell me what's going on, what your priorities are in your health. I'll tell you if I think I can help you with that, and that'll give us a lot more time to figure it out. All you got to do is call Beverly at 404-843-3636, set up a mini consultation. I'd be happy to talk to you, and if I think I can help you, I will, and if I don't, I'll try to find somebody else who can.
That would be great. Okay, and your name is Dr. Cox?
Yeah, Dr. Cox, paulcoxmd.com.
Okay, very good. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you so much, Judy. And it's 47 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our final segment with Dr. Cox and hormone imbalance. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thanks for joining us for the last segment with Dr. Paul Cox about your hormone imbalance. Stay tuned. Next hour, we're doing restaurant matchmaking. So start getting your questions together about restaurant matchmaking for us. Okay, Dr. Cox, let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Pam in Woodstock. Pam, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi, thank you, Belinda, for taking my call.
Sure, sweetheart. How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to ask the doctor about 12 years ago, I had a thyroidectomy, and about 10 years ago, I had a total hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And my I was on the hormones for a while for the hysterectomy and the level of thyroxine for the thyroidectomy. But now, the last couple of years, all of my lab work for my thyroid medicine has been off, and they've been changing. I go every 6 months or every 3 months, depending on, you know, how they want to check the numbers. And I'm really frustrated because I feel like if they would take a little more time to look at those thyroid numbers, I don't know why I have to go so long between checks. And am I doing damage to myself by not getting it under control better?
Well, I think it's a good question. I'll tell you that at my office, when we do an intervention such as changing your thyroid, we're going to check your labs 6 weeks later because you're already going to be in a steady state with your thyroid hormone. One of the things that people don't understand about thyroid hormone, and even physicians sometimes don't know, is that there's two types of thyroid hormone, T4, which is levothyroxine, and T3, which is triiodothyronine. T3 is the one that has the actual metabolic action of thyroid hormone, and it has to be converted from T4 in the body. Sometimes we don't do that very well, and what happens is we have levels that are quote-unquote normal on the labs that are being looked at, but we're not looking at all the evidence. And so I would encourage you to find somebody to relook at your thyroid. I'd be happy to talk to you about it if you would like to do that and see if we can make a difference for you.
That would be great. That would be great.
And just go to paulcoxmd.com or call 404-843-3636.
Okay, great. Thanks, Belinda.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For calling. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and see. We're going to try to help as many people as possible. Alex in Lilburn, you're on WSB. How are you today, Alex?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for calling me today.
Yes. What's your question?
My question is, you know, about the testosterone level. How can we improve? Is there any over-the-counter medicine available so we can do that?
No, there isn't anything over-the-counter that will help testosterone. Testosterone is what's called a controlled substance as determined by the FDA. Therefore, there's nothing similar and anything remotely available. There may be some supplements that can tell you they can increase your testosterone levels. I wouldn't invest my money in something like that.
I'm a 58 years old, so if something is suggested, I mean, do I have to come to your office to get the prescription?
If you're going to see me, yes, you do. You'd have to come to get some labs, meet with me. We decide if we could work together, and then if your labs looked like that you needed testosterone replacement, I would do the prescription for you, yes. But you can't do prescriptions for patients you've never seen.
Oh, great. So let me get your number. I mean, can I one more time, please?
Sure. 404-843-3636.
And do you take any kind of insurance?
We only allow the insurance goes towards the lab billing. We do not take insurance because of the time we spend with patients. It wouldn't allow us to have a functioning practice if we billed only insurance.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Alex. We're going to try to squeeze in one more, Dr. Cox. Laura in Danielsville, you're on WSB. How are you? Let's try to make this real quick, Laura.
Hi, Dr. Cox.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about my son. He's 26 years old,
mm-hmm.
and his testosterone level is at 228, and he's, you know, he suffers from drug-resistant depression and
mm-hmm.
anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he needs to be supplemented with testosterone?
I personally would probably, if I saw him, I might make a strong case for that. The youngest patient that I've ever treated for low testosterone was 17. I've couple of patients in their 20s now that we are currently treating for low testosterone, and you don't always have to give them testosterone. Sometimes you can get their body to make more of its own. You have to make sure that you get the measurements at the right time. They've got to be done first thing in the morning before 9:30 to be accurate, but I'd be happy to talk to you or talk to him if you feel like that I can make a difference for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
And drug-resistant depression, that's got to be very frustrating for her.
Well, sure, but, you know, one of the main symptoms of low testosterone is depression.
Yes, so it's a catch-22.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to get in touch with Dr. Cox, that is paulcoxmd.com, or you can call 404-843-3636. And remember, hormone imbalance is a true epidemic in this country. If you're over the age of 35, your body is naturally declining in the production of hormones, and you don't have to suffer from this. You can naturally have it replaced with the help of Dr. Cox or a physician of your choice.
Yes.
So thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thanks, Belinda.
Okay, coming up next, I want you to start calling in 404-872-0750. David Danzig with Restaurant Matchmaker. You call us and tell us the restaurant that you're looking for and the food you're looking for, and we'll find that perfect restaurant for you. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.